Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Die naweek begin baie warm oor dele van die Laagveld en die Limpopo en die Noordwes. Ons is ook gedeeltelik bewolk met enkele buie en donderbuie oor Gauteng, Mpumalanga, die suidelike Limpopo en die oostelike dele van die Noordwes en dit sal winderig wees oor die Noordwes. Pretoria, Mpumalanga en Emalahleni op na 30, Johannesburg 27, Polokwane 29, Rustenburg 32 grade.
So op hierdie oomblik in Eldorado Park kan jy vertragings verwag op die N12 Oos, dis in die rigting van die Goue Snelweg.
Nog twee verdagtes is vastgetrek in verband met verlede maand se massaslagting in Lusikisiki. Die twee is elders in die Ooskaap gekry, waar nasionale polisie vermoed hulle ook beslag gelê het op hoë kaliber vuurwapens wat gebruik is in die moord op 18 mense. En Facebook en Instagram se moedermaatskappy Meta het nuwe maatreëls aangekondig om seksafdreiging te bekamp. Dis 'n soort aanlyn afpersing waar misdadigers, slagoffers en dikwels tieners ooreet om seksueel eksplisiete foto's van hulle self te stuur. Die maatreëls sluit in strenger kontroles oor wie tienerrekeninge kan volg of boodskappe kan stuur. Ek's Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, it's all about the cricket this morning. A superb 74 from Annika Bosch fired South Africa into the Women's T20 World Cup final. They demolished defending champions Australia by 8 wickets in Dubai. It was a phenomenal match and a phenomenal knock. Set 135 to win, the Proteas reached their target with 16 balls to spare. They'll have to wait to see who their opponents will be in that final, either the West Indies or New Zealand. And those sides meet in the second semi-final this afternoon. First ball is at 4 o'clock. Domestic soccer returns as teams prepare for the Carling Knockout Cup first round. Chiefs looking to end a 10-year trophy drought. Pirates are chasing their second cup of the season and Sundowns want to restamp their dominance. It all gets going tonight with AmaZulu at home to Stellenbosch at 7 o'clock. On to round 5 of the United Rugby Championship. The Scarlets host the Bulls in Wales this evening, while 3 matches will play out tomorrow. Zebra Parma take on the Lions in Italy. The Sharks host defending champions Glasgow Warriors and the Stormers face Munster in Cape Town. And Formula One will scrap the awarding of a bonus point for the fastest lap in a race starting next year. It was reintroduced as 5 years ago, having originated from the 1950s. And staying with Formula One, Max Verstappen continues to cause a bit of trouble. He says he'll continue his stance of giving minimal answers in official Formula One news conferences at the US Grand Prix this weekend. And in case you haven't heard him giving one of these press conferences, it sounds a little... Let me see if I can find it. Like this.
Let's come to you. What did you change overnight? Because it seems there's been a big difference in performance, Silly.
A lot.
Can you elaborate in terms of what you...
No, I might get fined.
How long do you anticipate that you won't be giving answers in the FIA press conference for?
I'm answering. It's not a lot. Problem with my voice.
So we can expect more from Max.
Fantastic. gripping stuff.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, Max.
What time are the Protea women playing?
So on Sunday, they will play in the final. I need to double check that kickoff time. Yeah. I know the semi-final this afternoon is a 4 o'clock one, and the matches have pretty much been at that time.
All right, but it's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
All right, and we're in a final.
We are in a final against the Australians, who beat us last year in the final. And yes, there was a final last year, so it was sweet revenge last night. They played incredibly well. The final's at 4 o'clock, yeah, so nothing changes on Sunday.
4 o'clock on Sunday. Go, ladies.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some